Hi, you're watching a replay of the Facebook Live, and today we're talking about how to save $3,105 when you import your used personal effects to New Zealand. And today we're going to talk about mainly importing containers from Europe or similar distance to New Zealand. My name is Max, and sitting next to me is Alex.
Hi guys, good to be back.
And we work for a freight forwarding company, a New Zealand-based company called Easy Freight. All right, so let's get into it, Alex. What do you want to start with?
Well, basically, we have lots of clients coming to us and asking us to help them to import their personal belongings to New Zealand. And you know that New Zealand is the immigrant country, lots of people moving in, thus lots of questions coming up. These questions are always the same, so we decided to team up and give you a brief explanation of how you can save some money on it and how you can do it in the most efficient way.
And if you've been living under the rock, chances are that you have been aware that New Zealand is experiencing one of the highest migration numbers, and last year we had 70,000 people migrated and settled here, so it's going to be quite a big...
So I didn't know. I was one of the under the
rock. There you go. You're doing something new every day. And it's going to be a very topical question, how to save money when you migrate and bring your stuff to New Zealand, right? So what's the first step when you prepare to bring your goods to New Zealand?
Right, so the import of your personal effects, as you probably aware, do not start in New Zealand. It must start in the country of origin. So you'd like to know exactly what you're doing even before you packed your goods.
100%.
And that's why the first and most important point of importing the personal effects to New Zealand is
make sure you know what export documents you have to prepare, and make sure you can meet all the export customs requirements. You don't have to, in many countries, you don't have to necessarily to use the service of a customs broker at the origin. Some things you can do yourself and save quite a lot of money. And Alex is writing on the board. So the first step is make sure you know what export documents are required, how to do it, and where to get it.
Yeah.
So what sort of documents most, in many cases, you would need to get or produce when you export a container?
Well, of course, a country will a single country will be the same, and you can't know everything. So our advice would be go to a customs authority in your country and talk to them directly about the specific requirements to export the goods. Because there could be some rules around high-value items or antique items, or even some countries even do not allow to export some books of high value and that sort of stuff. Even though you own or your family own them personally, it might be some complications, or you need to get a permit to do that. So yeah, basically talk to the customs officer in your country, and in 99% of the cases, they will tell you what to do and where to go.
At the same time, as Alex mentioned, if you want to include a vehicle or a motorbike or anything of that nature inside your container, you may have to talk to a local authority and deregister your vehicle. Make sure you have done that in advance. Make sure you've done all the paperwork in advance, because in many cases it could take a week or 2 weeks.
Right. And also keep all the documents, because you would need them back here in New Zealand for import customs clearance.
Right. And by the way, if you have any questions, feel free to type them in the comments right now, and we'll read every single question and answer them during the live talk or later after our conversation. So the next step would be, obviously, once you've done your export documents, you know what are the export requirements. We should mention that if you want to load the container yourself, you can. If you have enough space at your residence, in many cases you can arrange a truck driver yourself, once again, and save money. You can book the truck yourself, have it for the full day, and load it during the day. Packing. It's another very common question. What sort of packaging do I need? What sort of packaging?
The second one, just let me write it down, would be packing your goods.
So once you know what sort of documents you have to provide for your car, if you have a vehicle, in many cases, just a general cardboard boxes will be sufficient. You don't have to buy any expensive or special packaging, as long as it's going to be sufficient and will withstand different shaking inside the container for the next, I don't know, 30 to 40 days. It's going to be more than enough.
And as a customs broker, I can't stress it more enough. Please make sure that the cartons are marked with numbers. So one of the biggest costs you'll experience in while you clearing your container in New Zealand would be authorities' costs, and they charge per time. So, for example, if you bring a vacuum cleaner, and it's one of the biggest triggers for MPI inspection, by the way, and the MPI officer would like to check this vacuum cleaner and see that its bag been emptied, that it doesn't pose any threat to New Zealand environment, he better be able to find it really quickly, because if he has to look for it for hours and in a 20-foot container, it might take some time. And trust us, some of cargos, this you can spend half a day of looking for, I don't know, some items, because they might be very tiny. For example, a shell or
any wooden item.
A wooden item, yes, or a gear which was used in camping. So if you number your packages and you know where what goods are in what carton or chest or whatever you packaging you're using, it will save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars in officers' time looking for it.
And it could apply the same whether it's at the origin, because some different countries have different export regulations. Some officers would like to check and do the inspection on the export side, and in many cases you will have another sort of inspection in New Zealand, whether it's from the customs or MPI by security. By the way, Alex, I will remind you that we've got another camera on top, so make sure you observe and pay attention to all both our viewers. Remind you, feel free to ask any questions, type them in the comments below. My name is Max, sitting next to me is Alex. We are from Easy Freight. We've got combined nearly 20 years of experience in freight forwarding, and we love customs clearance. And today we are sharing with you how to save $3,105 when you import your used personal effects to New Zealand. The next step, Alex, what's the next step? The third step.
Right, so you've done your documents, you packed your goods, and the next step is ship the goods to New Zealand. For this process, which is finally out of your hands, all you need to do is to talk to a shipping line, or a few shipping lines, find the best possible rate for freight.
Do you need to use a customs broker or freight forwarder at the origin?
95% of the cases, a shipping line would be able to offer the service of export customs broker. If not, yes, in some countries you have to use a broker. In some countries you can go to customs and do the customs export customs clearance yourself. Mm-hmm. Again, it depends on the country you exporting the goods from.
What about the freight? Can you book the freight directly with the shipping line, or do you have to use a broker?
Some shipping lines, and you know this better than me, do allow people to work with directly with them. Some will require you to go through a broker. So obviously, broker wouldn't be free. You'll have to pay something on top of that, of the, your freight rate. So just best advice, look for a company which do work with individuals and do not choose the company which doesn't. That would save you quite a lot.
For example, I know that Maersk, which is the biggest shipping line, they don't really like to work with non-commercial bookings. They prefer to work with businesses. So it's going to be very hard for you to get a booking from them. The same applies to another second biggest shipping line called MSC. But in many cases, all the smaller ones like NYK, Costco, or OOCL would be able to offer you space and give you a reasonable market price on the freight from your closest seaport to New Zealand. Right, so that's the third step, ocean freight. Which, and let's talk about a specific example. For example, it comes out of Hamburg to Auckland. If it takes on average 40 to 50 days to get, you have to start doing your import clearance in New Zealand and start preparing your documents before you actually load the container on the ship in Hamburg. Because it may take only 2 weeks or 3 weeks for New Zealand customs and all the local government authorities to process your documents, but it will take a lot more time to fix all the mistakes, because even though if you have read all the paperwork, there will always be something that you have forgotten or you didn't specify properly, right?
Yeah.
So what are the common mistakes people have with the import documents?
One of the biggest mistakes is, and it's connected to number two of packing the goods, is your packing list would be too generic or not too specific, or missing numbers, or numbers will be all over the place. So do spend some time on your packing list. You make it really neat, tidy, and easily readable and understandable for the authorities. That's one of them. What else?
Are you talking about the import documents?
Yeah.
You have to make sure you take photos. It always helps to prove it to a local government authority what's what it is inside, how does it look, so it is easier to find and you save money on the inspection time, because they charge per hour around $120 plus GST. And it's going to be a lot easier for them to find what it is and how it looks.
Correct, yeah. Something else we didn't mention is there's a list of different prohibited or restricted items with New Zealand Customs. And do spend some time and research that topic as well. For example, for drugs or prescribed medicine you bring to New Zealand, some of them you have to have a prescription from a doctor. You know, some items must be fumigated or treated somehow, like heat treated or cleaned or steam cleaned or cleaned with detergent prior to importation. So read the manuals, talk to customs or on this side of the border as well. Way before you import something, and know exactly what permits or what treatment requirements are there for the goods you're going to ship.
Do you want to put it on the board, the fourth step, import documents?
Yeah, and which leads us to a fourth step is
import
documents.
In many cases, you don't need any original documents unless it is required by the government, which is MPI by security. For example, you may need to provide a copy of the fumigation certificate if they want to make sure it's legitimate and it meets the requirements. And when you make a booking with the shipping line, make sure you request a type of document called telex release, which means it's going to be a lot faster for you to pick up the container upon arrival in New Zealand, and you do not have to provide any additional documents.
Another important document, an important requirement is the visa requirement. Basically, people come into New Zealand and all sorts of visas. It could be a student visa, or visitor visa, or work visa, or even residence visa straight away. And customs set rules around that as well. And knowing what your visa requirements are will also save you time and save you some hassle, and in some cases save you some money. So for example, if you are on a work visa and your work visa is issued for 12 months, then you can bring your goods GST and duty free. But if it's less than 12 months, you most probably will be paying GST on the cost of your goods. Well, again, we're not gonna stop on that very in details, but you just again go and read all the manuals available on customs website or in customs offices, and you'll get a better understanding of what can you bring for free and what you can't bring for free, and what are the requirements, visa requirements for that.
Talking about free stuff, I've just remembered a recent container with one person who decided to bring with him some alcohol without knowing that, once again, it is a restricted item, and even it is for personal consumption. How many bottles or how many liters can you bring without any paying any taxes, roughly?
As far as I know, like around a couple of liters of alcohol, of spirits, and I think it's about 6 bottles of wine.
So any more than 6 bottles, do you have to pay, say if you bring 12, do you have to pay on 6 or 12?
No, you have to pay on excess of 6.
Okay. Yeah. So be careful
Same with the cigarettes as well, because you only can bring 50 cigarettes to New Zealand duty free now, and so the rest, even though you consider them your personal effects and you bought those, you know, pack of cigarettes or even cigars, in many cases it could be a, you know, your personal collection of cigars, you will have to pay excess big duties and GST on that as well.
Good. Right. Imagine that your container has arrived in New Zealand port and you've done your customs clearance, your paperwork is sorted. The next step, which is the next step, number 5, is to make sure you book the truck in advance and move it from the port to your unloading facility. Once again, you do not have to use a customs broker or a freight forwarder to arrange it. You can book it yourself. You just Google trucking company, container company, and you can book directly the transport of the container from the port to any MPI and customs approved warehouse. It could be any storage facility, and you can actually hire the labor yourself, bring a couple of mates, and unload the container yourself. The only requirement from biosecurity is that you have to have, what's the name of this person?
Sorry, I don't know.
You, to be able to unload the container yourself, you have to have
approved person, yes. So the person in the warehouse, which is authorized by New Zealand government to certify that there's no anything dodgy happening with your container, with your goods, like restricted items or dirt or soil which might pose the biosecurity threats and that sort of stuff. So you can't just unpack it else anywhere. You always need that person next to you stating and signing the documents that, yep, I've checked it and it's all good and it's all clean.
And this person will have to supervise your unloading throughout the whole process. So whatever it takes you, 4 hours, 5 hours, you're gonna pay them an hourly rate, but it's gonna be still in many cases cheaper if you want to take the risk and do it yourself and take all the hassle. Then yes, it's gonna be cheaper to book the truck, arrange the time and space with your storage facility, and then make sure you have an accredited person staying with you all the time.
Yeah.
And once it's done, you call back the trucking company, and in the next 1 or 2 days, they'll pick up your empty container, and pretty much the job is done.
Yeah, they turn it to the shipping line, which is also must be done quite soon, because you only have a few days before the all sorts of storage and detention charges start. Yeah.
So you have seven days to unload your container from the time it hits the ground at the New Zealand port. And time flies very fast. You won't believe how much time it could take to book. If there is an inspection by the customs or MPI, they're very busy. Sometimes it could take 2 or 3 days. And yeah, so make sure you've done it in advance.
Yeah, correct. And honestly, you don't want to leave it to the last day. We have lots of people coming to us and telling us, look guys, our containers has arrived today or yesterday or 2 or 3 days away from New Zealand, just about to arrive. That's too late. It means that 95% of the time you will pay some sort of storage charge or detention charge or demurrage charge. Trust me, there's a whole lot of charges which the shipping industry come up with to shield themselves from just giving away the precious time of someone having their container or occupying their space. So the best time to do your import clearance and contact the authorities is at least 2 weeks before the container arrives to New Zealand. Mm-hmm.
The first, in our experience, one of the biggest costs is to pack the container, because many companies charge anywhere between, I would say, on average $1,000 to provide the labor and packing materials. So on the first step, you'll easily save $1,000 if you do it yourself. Yes, $1,000, $1,000. You can use a different color if you want, in the brackets or something. Then, once again, pack. That's on the pack element. Export documents. You can save as well $500 on the export clearance if you don't use a customs broker, and another maybe roughly $500 if you book yourself with a shipping line without any middleman.
Which is the ocean freight.
Ocean freight, yes.
Would another be
$500 roughly. It depends on the season. If it's a busy season before Christmas or some holidays, expect prices to go up a lot higher, and it's going to be harder to find space. And then another $1,000, I would say $500 each way, $2,000, maybe $500 on the import documents, import clearance, especially if you have a long packet list with restricted items. It's going to take it probably the whole day for the customs broker to prepare and fix the mistakes on your unaccompanied baggage declaration.
Yeah, and 1K then, here.
Did you say 800 or 500?
It's 500, so it's 2.5.
Yeah, so it's 500 or
600. Yeah.
Whatever. $600 on the labor to unload it. As you know, New Zealand is a very expensive country and labor costs heaps. So if you do it yourself, if you bring your mates and they'd be happy to spend half a day unloading the container, you could save $600 there, and you can book the truck yourself. So here you go, $3,100 easily, you just saved, and you can spend it on your entertainment.
Yeah, and then those $5 you can squeeze somewhere in and go and buy yourself a cup of coffee or a beer.
Good point. Can't spend a day without a coffee in New Zealand especially.
Right.
So here you go. Thank you for your time. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any other questions, you can type them in the comments below. And we will make sure to answer every single one of them. If you liked this kind of stuff, make sure you subscribe to our channel. And we will bring you something interesting again next week. Stay tuned. Thank you for your time and talk to you later.
See ya.
See you.